right now, as promised. We are joined by a senior linebacker for Troy University. Not only that, he is the all-time FBS leader in tackles. He had a career-high 22 in a 10-9 win over Army. They've won four straight. Actually, he's had four straight games with 100 or more tackles. Troy is 8-2 overall. They're in first in the Sun Belt, and they are going to play host to Louisiana Monroe tomorrow. Carlton Marshall is my guest. Carlton, great to have you on. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you for having me.
All right, so great to have you. Love your background. Love your story. I got to know, when did you first start thinking about that record? And given your journey, what does the achievement mean to you?
You know, honestly, the record has never been on my mind. I tried to keep it, you know, I would try to be where my feet were. You know, I tried to keep my mind off the individual goals and focus more on the team. And I believe the Army Week, you know, right Monday, a lot of the players started to try to bring it up to me and let me know, hey, if you're only this amount away, you know, I said, hey, we need to focus on beating Army this week. So, yeah, that's where my mindset really was.
I get that. Carlton Marshall is joining us. For the record, though, I mentioned your journey. For the record, how many FBS scholarship offers did you receive coming out of high school?
Not one.
Not one. Not a single scholarship offer, and you've got this record. What about FCS? How many FCS offers?
Yes, sir. I don't have exact number, but I know D2 schools. It was North Alabama, Valdosta State, West Florida, you know, HBCUs, Alabama A&M. They were actually my first offer. So, yes, sir, teams around that area.
Okay, so how did you end up at Troy, and why did you decide to walk on there?
You know, I've had family, you know, go to South as well as Troy. They are my older cousins and maybe a few aunts and uncles as well. You know, they told me the type of city Troy is, you know, small town. The college is basically the city. But, you know, it was just nice meeting people here, you know, getting to know, you know, lifelong friends that I've met here. You know, KJ Robinson, first guy that popped into my head. You know, I was grateful to be here in the journey. You know, it was a long recruiting process for me and my family. You know, we just sat down and made that decision. It was either North Alabama or Troy. And, you know, sitting back, making the decision, I made the best choice.
You bet. Carlton Marshall is joining us. He's the all-time FBS leader in tackles. So I'm curious, when you get on campus, like, what was your mindset? Were you thinking to yourself, hey, I'm going to win, or I'm going to be honored as an all-conference member a number of times. I'm going to set an all-time record. Or maybe were you trying to pick up that scholarship, get your education paid for? Were you looking for playing time? Like, what was your mindset when you walked on?
Well, my mindset when I walked on, you know, my father told me I had to come here and be a Swiss Army knife, you know, try to be able to do everything, you know. But my mindset when I got here is just give my all out there and play the cards that you're dealt. You know, I just did what I could and just trying to go out there and give it all to the team.
All right, so when you first arrived, were you looking to prove the folks who invited you to walk on at Troy right, or were you looking to prove most of the rest of the world wrong?
I would say prove the rest of the world wrong. You know, of course, you know, you look at me on film, you look at me in person, you know, I'm not big in stature, but, you know, that's not going to stop me to go out there, you know, lay it all out there on the field for those other 10 guys on there.
Hey, dude, we talk about this all the time, right? They can't measure heart. They can look at you and look at the measurables, but they cannot measure heart. For those who don't know, when you say that, you're listed at 5'9", 210, but you've posted 100-plus tackles four straight years. If I were to ask you to self-scout or break down your game, what is it that makes you such a tackling machine at that size? Like, is it technique? Is it the ability to read and react, or is it something else?
You know, I can say this to everyone who asks me. I can speak all day about, you know, those guys in front of me, Buddha Jones, Will Cholo, Richard Juvenard, Javon Solomon, you know, guys like that. You know, they keep me free out there, just able to chase the ball. But it comes to, you know, more just being a player within the defense, because our defensive coordinator, Shield Wood, he likes to express that, you know, he really hones in on that, you know, little details. And once you do your job and get everything handled, you know, you chase the ball with like your hair is on fire. So, you know, that's just one thing that we try to preach.
All right. So I understand that you're definitely about the team. You're about the guys around you. I know that you have great gratitude, but you are one of three finalists for the Burlesworth Trophy. It's given each year to the nation's top player who started their career as a walk-on, and you were a finalist for that same award last season. What would it mean to you to end your college career by winning that prestigious award?
You know, that would mean the world, actually the world to me. You know, I still keep in touch, you know, every now and then with last year's winner, Grant Morgan. You know, we didn't get to know each other that well, but the time that I was there, you know, we got a good relationship. You know, it'll be nice to see Seth and Bennett up there again, you know, old Seth. You know, I think me and his father have a really good relationship, better than me and him did. But, you know, it's just, you know, it's a huge deal, and I'm just thankful.
Carlton Marshall is joining us. You know, you mentioned a few moments ago the recruiting process and what that was like. It's the first season for new head coach John Sumrall, who recruited you in high school when he was Troy's linebackers coach. Then he moved on to jobs at Ole Miss in Kentucky, and now he's back, and you guys are having a great year. Do you feel like your career's kind of come full circle now that you've teamed up with him once again, and this was the guy who did believe in you in the recruiting process?
Oh, yes, sir. Most definitely. You know, it was nice having that sense of familiarity. You know, just getting knowing Coach Summerall, knowing how he is, how he feels about his players, you know, just how he goes about himself and how he holds himself. You know, I knew we were dealing with, you know, a very hard-nosed, heady coach that just, you know, just put it all for your team. And he will never tell you a lie. He will always tell you the truth. And you look out for your best interest in the long run. So it was just nice to have him back.
Well, you just nailed it. Isn't that exactly what you want from a head coach? Somebody who's not going to tell you what you want to hear, but rather what you need to hear. Somebody who's going to tell you things that are going to make you better. Somebody who's going to let you know exactly where you stand. And somebody who does care about you. Isn't that exactly what you want in a head coach?
No, yes, sir, most definitely. When I first got here, you know, we sat down and had a talk. I had to have a reality check, you know, look myself in the mirror and tell myself, okay, you need to do this, 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 you know, make a list of things that I know I had to work at and get better on my own. You know, Coach Summerall, he definitely, you know, helped me out in the long run with that, even when I first got here, and many other coaches I can name. You know, even this week we have our dedication game against Louisiana Monroe. I'm dedicating this game to Coach Webb Hamilton. He was one of the first coaches that believed in me. Other than Coach Summerall. So it's nice that he'll be at this game this week.
So really quickly, a thought about him. Why, in terms of a dedication game, what has he meant to you, and why are you going to dedicate the game to him?
You know, he was, I would say, when I first got here, he was like that angel on my shoulder. You know, when I first got here, he told me, okay, Carlton, we both know you're not the biggest, you're not the fastest, but it's certain little details on your game that can give you that extra competitive edge out there on that field to make some guys like, oh, wow, he's already at the play like that. You know, just simple things like that, reading my simple keys and like we preach now, just being a player within the defense. You know, he really guided me through my first few years here at Troy.
Carlton, this is bigger than football in a way, it seems to me, like what you just said. I guarantee there are a number of people listening right now that have been told, you're not big enough, you're not fast enough, you're not smart enough, you're not talented enough, you don't look good enough. So when people are telling you those things, you might start to believe it and just kind of shut down, and that becomes your reality. You obviously did not approach it that way. When you were being told things like, you're not big enough, you're not fast enough, what did you do with that information?
You know, honestly, I just put it on the back burner. I kept it in the back of my head. And a lot of people don't know this about me. Even when I first got here, you know, I contemplated on not playing the game anymore. But sitting down, having talked to Coach Webb Hamilton, as well as my brother and my family, you know, they said, go back to what really made you start the game. Why do you love this game? You know, once that question was answered, the rest is history.
Carlton, think about that for a minute. You are the sport's all-time leading tackler, and you almost quit the game. How close did you come to not playing?
No, I can say it's kind of hard to look back now. You know, I've been here for, 6 years? You know, it's kind of hard to, you know, look back now and see what was really going through my mind. But I know, you know, I was kind of teetering. I was on the fence about it. But, you know, having those good talks and having that backbone, you know, that having my family as my backbone and Coach Webb, you know, that played a huge role.
It's such a powerful message, right? When you think that maybe you don't want to do it, when you think about abandoning the dream, don't do it, because look what's in front of you. Look at the experience and look what might still be in front of you. And then finally, I know it's about team goals. I know it's about your current situation. Hey, have you thought about how you might project on the next level? For instance, what are you being told and how do you feel about your NFL prospects?
I actually have not been told where I'm prospected for the next level, but, you know, like I said earlier, I would like to be where my feet are, you know, focus on finishing out this season with a conference championship, and, you know, we'll see where that leads us.
All right, that's next up, Louisiana Monroe tomorrow, and in the meantime, the one thing they cannot take from you, an all-time leader in tackles for the FBS, Carlton Marshall, my guest. Carlton, great to meet you, great to have you on the show, man. Thank you so much, and good luck.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
Yes, sir. Good talking to you. How about that? Not a single FBS scholarship offer.